We're talking with Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan on the telephone. Pat, I saw your last town hall meeting, and the COVID numbers look pretty good. I believe flat is the term you used, correct?
Yes. Thankfully, we're hanging tough against COVID. We're right around a 1% new infection rate, which is we feel comfortable with, and it's a credit to everybody that's been continuing on a personal level, at the business level, to follow the guidelines. And we're in the wake of what we're seeing in other states, I'm really proud of how we've been able to fight our way through this together.
Very nice. Now, listen, you have just this is a big deal. You've just signed a $3 million deal with Ellenville Regional Hospital. Tell me about that.
Yeah. So we unfortunately, partially to the COVID pandemic, we've seen the opioid epidemic spike. We've seen our fatalities due to opioid overdoses. We've actually had more already in 2020 than we had in all of 2019, which is just heartbreaking. And so we are doubling down on our efforts, which we had already started, to tackle the opioid epidemic. And Ellenville Regional Hospital has been a real leader in this field already. And so we're standing up a high-risk mitigation team that'll be funded across the county to provide case managers, peer support resources, and other treatment services to really help those that are already struggling and already dealing with addiction, may have even had an overdose or more before, to make sure that they don't slide backwards in their path to recovery.
Boy, that's an excellent thing. That's fantastic. I saw your town hall the other day. You were looking for, you are actually looking for volunteers on various committees. You want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, I would love to have members of our community that want to get involved to volunteer and participate in a few different ways. That's really people stepping up is how we've gotten through this pandemic, and we need everyone's continued help and engagement. So there's a few different options. We have a few different public committees related to mental health, related to substance use, related to overall our health department. And these are resident, citizen boards that actually oversee me and our departments and provide the voice of the community on these issues. So we would love to have folks go to our website and sign up. We also have, once every 10 years, we redraw our boundaries for our legislative district. And after the census this year, we'll be starting that process. So we're looking for volunteers to participate in that called the Committee on Reapportionment, which doesn't sound, it's more fun than it sounds. You get to redraw boundaries that last for 10 years and have a really big impact on making sure everyone in the county is represented.
And how is the census? What is the response so far on the census?
So we're right around only about a 60% response rate in Ulster County, which is disappointing and really should, I hope, galvanize us to do more. And please remind those that you know, if you haven't already, to do the census. I'm sure all your listeners have already done it. But it takes really just a minute or two. You can go online and do it, mycensus2020.gov, and it's very important. It's tied to representation, and it's tied to money. All of the federal and state resources are all allocated based on our census count, so we have to make sure that we count everybody and we get our fair share of resources.
Mm-hmm. Now, back to the committees for just a moment. If you're interested in getting on a committee, it's long, but let's see if I can do it. exec@co.ulster.ny.us, correct?
Yeah. That's
good.
That's
a tough one.
That email address. But that's the email, and we also have that all of that info on our website, ulstercountyny.gov, and on our social media. You can give us a call as well if you have questions about how to apply. But we would love to have more volunteers than we can handle as a starting point, and then we'll figure out a way for everybody who wants to participate and get involved.
We are talking to Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. I know this is a state issue, but this is so confusing, the opening of schools. It's so confusing. Can you share anything about that?
Yeah. We've spent a lot of time. I've spent a lot of time with our principals, superintendents, teachers, working through these plans. So each school district ultimately comes up with their own plan, and those have been submitted now. And there is some variance even in our county among how the different districts are going to do it. For example, some are going to come back in person, others are going to do virtual, others are going to do a hybrid. So each school district is coming up with that plan and communicating it with their school community. And what we're doing across the county is making sure that for those that do come back, we've got testing in place, we've got contact tracing in place, we've got a rapid response plan in place so that if, God forbid, we do have someone in the school community COVID positive, that we can very quickly respond and contain that and make sure we keep folks safe.
Nice. 1,227 tests, 16 positive in the last 48 hours. That's a pretty good ratio.
Yes, we're right around, and the new numbers we got overnight, we're now below 1%. So we're looking good with our current infection rate, which gives me more comfort about opening. But I know, talking to many parents and a lot of our teachers especially, it's just a very difficult decision and process. And I just want folks to know how much time and thought and care is going into coming up with these plans, albeit they won't be perfect, but I think everyone is really doing their best in the midst of a very challenging time and set of circumstances.
Indeed. Very complicated. Now, your next Zoom meeting, or I don't know, Zoom meeting, but your next town hall is going to be tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock, sir?
Yes. Every Tuesday and Thursday at 2 p.m., we've been doing updates on Facebook Live and on live streams on our page as well. So feel free to tune in, and usually 15 or 20 minutes of the latest information. And I appreciate you having me on and what you and other journalists and colleagues have been doing throughout this crisis to keep us all informed and together as well.
Well, listen, I appreciate that. I also appreciate your town hall meetings being coming in at generally under a half hour, which is really good.
I try to keep it, be brief, right?
That's good.
Number one.
Get all the information in there and do it quickly. That's very good. It's Ulster County Executive Pat Ryan. Always a pleasure, sir. We'll chat next week, okay?
Thank you. Stay safe and healthy.